Example 11. My friend talks about me behind my back. Example. I'm in high school, and I have a friend, she's been my best friend as we've been growing up, who for some reason seems to be deliberately trying to ruin my life. She acts like she's still my friend when she talks to me, but then I hear things that she's been saying about me from other people. She tells others that I say things that I don't say just to try to get me into trouble with them. The worst part of it is, I don't know who she's talking to about me or what she's telling them, and so I can't defend myself. And now I'm totally paranoid because I worry that everyone I see has heard one of her lies. Why is she doing this, and how can I make her stop it? We know that you do not want to hear this right now, but we want you to understand that you're asking the wrong questions here. If you spend much time trying to figure out why she's doing this, you'll only hold yourself in the vibration of it longer and begin to attract more of it, until you may find yourself with more than one friend behaving in this way. Trying to get another person to stop doing something is truly a futile endeavor, because even if you had the physical strength or clout to demand a behavioral change, in that effort you offer a vibrational output that completely contradicts your true desire, and you only get even more out of balance. Instead of asking others to change their behavior, your power is in your changing your reaction to their behavior. You have no control over their behavior, but you do have complete control over your reaction to it. As you give your attention to something, you activate a vibration within you that matches whatever you're focused upon. So if you're focusing upon something that aligns with who you really are, you feel good when you focus upon it because the two vibrational aspects of your being are aligned. If whatever you're giving your attention to makes you feel bad, it means that the two aspects of your being are out of alignment. As you understand that the alignment within you is all you need to pay attention to, and as you work to maintain that alignment, not only will you feel good more of the time, but also more of the things in your life will go the way you want them to go. Many people, as they realize that we're asking them to do the changing by controlling their own point of focus, complain, "But what about the person who's telling the lies? Shouldn't something be done about that? Why are you asking me to adjust my thoughts when she's the one who's doing something wrong?" The answer to those valid questions is very simple. If your happiness depends upon changes that others make, then you will never be happy, for there will always be a need for more people to make more changes. As you look around, you'll see a never-ending number of things over which you have no control. But if you'll learn to turn your own thoughts in the direction of your own personal vibrational harmony, you'll achieve a personal alignment within yourself. And not only will you feel better in that alignment, but in that alignment you'll be offering a single powerful vibrational signal to which the law of attraction is responding. And no matter what the intentions of others are, even if their intentions are about you, they will not be able to override the powerful current of alignment that you have achieved. We like to say that when you are tuned in, tapped in, and turned on to the source energy that is truly who you are, and when that's your state of being, only that which you consider to be good can be your experience. You simply tune those with negative intentions out of your experience. When someone is deliberately telling lies about you, it is an indication of their lack of self-appreciation, for no one who is in alignment with their source energy would do such a thing. Many would suggest that you do what you can do to help this person feel better, especially since she's been your friend for such a long time. That may very well be something that you would like to do, since you may want her to begin feeling better, but it is important to realize that if you attempt to offer your soothing from your awareness that your friend is out of balance, that you will amplify the out-of-balance aspect of your friend, and things will just get worse. You must see the positive aspects of your friend in order to help her. And before you can see the positive aspects of your friend, you must be in alignment with who you really are. So the process of reaching for thoughts that provide downstream relief is a process to help you feel better. And if you will focus only upon feeling better, you will have done all that is necessary and all that you can do. And it is enough. So, begin where you are. My so-called friend makes things up to deliberately make trouble for me. I don't know why she's doing that, and I don't know how to make her stop. She's no longer really my friend. A friend wouldn't do that to a friend. Valid and true, but not helpful. Reach for some thoughts that give you some relief. People tend to believe negative rumors. I don't know who she's been talking to or what she's actually saying. Well, this might be true, but you have no way of controlling any of that, so you're only holding yourself in an upstream, resistant position by pointing that out. Remember, your objective is to find relief, not to restate the existing condition. She isn't talking to everyone. If she's constantly negative, people who want to feel good will avoid her. Many people are able to consider the source even when they hear negative conversation. People probably aren't as interested in spreading negative gossip about me as I might think. Well, I'm actually not the center of everyone's world. This shows slight improvement in the way you feel. Try to benefit from the slight momentum you've begun. This could very well be a wonderful opportunity for you to tune your thoughts to the most positive aspects of the people in your circle of friends. If one of them were to hear one of these negative rumors from your disruptive friend and confront you about it, if you are in alignment with who you really are, she would be able to tell right away that you were not part of the rumor. But when you're angry about it and feel defensive, it is not possible to determine if you started the rumor or just felt angry about it after you heard about it. Your vibration is the same either way. If you tune your thoughts to the most positive aspects of the people you know, in time, no one would even think of believing that a negative rumor about you had any truth. They would simply say, if they were to hear such a rumor, that doesn't sound like her. I don't believe she would say that. And they would be right. I want my friend to feel better. It's so nice to have really good friends. Everyone has good days and bad days. I like knowing that good days can predominate. I like knowing that the law of attraction sorts it all out. And I like knowing that nothing to the contrary of the law of attraction could ever happen. I like knowing that I can control how I feel. And I'm all right in knowing that I cannot control how others think or feel. I hope my friend feels better. I'm not worried about it. It's all good.